1916, Isaac Industries v. United States. Mr. Harry, good morning. You may proceed.
Good morning, Your Honor. It's a pleasure to be here today. Our problem started when the Los Angeles Drawback Office sent out a letter January 21st, 2005, which is at page 33 of the appendix. The reason I say that is because Isaac had filed his drawback entries at the Port of Miami, and they began discussion with the Drawback Office in Miami, and all of a sudden they get correspondence from Long Beach, and we're wondering why Long Beach. So we filed a protest in Miami, which was returned. We filed protest in Long Beach, and that's what's before the court today. We know that those denied protests, that the summons was late filed, and brings up the question of jurisdiction. But in the meantime, when this litigation began, we reached a point where there were six amended scheduling orders in this case, culminating in the closing of discovery. In that process, the parties exchanged interrogatories, requests for production, the government deposed both of the principal witnesses, the time came for dispositive motions. We were expecting a motion for summary judgment on the merits. Instead, we got what appeared to be a motion to dismiss for lack of subject matter jurisdiction. Our response to that was, this case is ready to be decided on the merits. Everything's been done. That the better course of action would be to remand the case to the port director in Miami, to have them consider the Miami protest and proceed from there. It would be in line with the statute that says the duties of this court and the lower court are to reach a correct decision. We think that would be the appropriate way to go. We also would note that if this court does affirm the lower court, then we would then resurrect the Miami protest, because this court ruled twice last year. There really is no time period for the expiration of a protest.
Am I correct that your argument is that the Los Angeles protests are invalid?
Yes.
And that the protest in Miami is still pending?
Yes, Your Honor.
Well, if that's the case, then how would we have jurisdiction? There would be no final ruling of any sort.
That's principally the arguments before the court today, but I'm just saying that.
So you're arguing that we don't have jurisdiction to address your case.
I'm also arguing that the statute...
I just want to be clear as to what we're doing here.
Yes, Your Honor. That's the way it's been presented. But I'm also saying that the whole process can be decided on the merits by a remand to Miami.
Yeah, but if we don't have jurisdiction, we can't address the case.
If that's a decision of this court, then we'll accept that decision, of course. Obviously, and then we'll resurrect the Miami protest through 19 U.S.C. 1515D to accelerate a disposition, and we'll either get a deemed denial or a decision denying or approving.
But didn't the CIT say there is no Miami protest because there was no office to submit it to?
Well, but the statute says you file a protest against the decision of the customs officer where the decision is made, and that's Miami, because the bulletin notices were posted in Miami. That's the decision. Court case supports that. The letter from Los Angeles led us astray because they said we are liquidating the entries, but they were not liquidating the entries, and you can't liquidate an entry by a letter. It has to be by a bulletin notice. So the pending Miami is valid. Bulletin notice was posted there. That is the decision that's being protested. The protest, What Miami did was they took, I filed the protest in Miami and they returned it to me. But the instructions they have does not address what to do with a protest filed in the drawback office that's been closed. What it does say, if the drawback office is closed, then you return the drawback entry to the claimant or the applicant or whoever it is. But it never addresses what to do with a protest that's filed in a closed drawback office. So that, I mean, you're right in the fact that the court denies jurisdiction, we can't grant the relief that we're looking for, and we'll have to go back to square one and start the whole thing all over again. Thank you.
All right. You've reserved a bunch of time, so we'll hold that aside for you. Let's hear from Mr. Kenny.
Good morning. I'm Edward Kenny. With me is Cheryl French from Customs Office of Assistant Chief Counsel. The trial court was correct in dismissing Isaac's case below. Isaac was not misled in their filing of protests here. The joint appendix shows that the protest was filed in L.A. Long Beach on April 18, 2005. That was the first protest, and that protest was denied in November of 2005. And it's simply, as the court recognized, it's simply an untimely summons case off of a November 18th, 2005 denial.
How do you react to the argument that that was an ineffective filing because the LA office had no authority to assess that drawback?
The LA office did have authority. The Federal Register notice in 2003, there was a final ruling, a Federal Register notice stating and addressing to the public that the Miami drawback office was closing for drawback services, and that any unliquidated claims within a year of that closing date would be transferred to LA Long Beach for further decision.
Right, but his argument is that Federal Register notice is ineffective because the regulations otherwise require that he file it in the office where the port of entry is. Is that right?
The notice is where the decision is to be done. The decision on this case was done in LA Long Beach. The notice was posted in Miami because the regulations state that the bulletin notice has to be given at the port of entry where the underlying drawback entry was entered, and that happens to be Miami. So the decision that is being the decision to deny drawback was a decision of LA Long Beach, and that is why Isaac had properly protested to LA Long Beach on April 18, 2005. That denial became final and conclusive when Isaac failed to bring that timely to the Court of International Trade. So the argument that there's something irregular about what was done in Los Angeles is not a valid argument anymore because, irregardless, it's final and conclusive already. But
what about? I mean, he argues that 19 CFR 174.12b says that protest shall be filed with the port director whose decision is protested. So his argument is you can't file it in LA despite your desire to move the drawback processing somewhere else because the regulation says that it has to be filed where the protest is occurring. What's your response to that? I understand your point that the notice, of course, had to be filed at the point of entry, but you're not really responding to his point that, in fact, even though he originally thought he had to file in LA, he later realized that, no, that was wrong because the reg said he had to file somewhere else.
Assuming that's correct because there was nothing that Isaac did that either sought to withdraw the protest that was filed in LA Long Beach on April 18th, 2005, nor was there anything after the denial November 2005 denial in which Isaac is contesting that L.A. Long Beach did not have the authority to do that. There is nothing to that effect. But the decision, the actual decision to deny the drawback, was made pursuant to the January 21st, 2005 notice, which was an extensive review of why specifically each the drawbacks were denied.
But nothing in the CIT decision actually concludes that L.A. action was authorized, does it? It simply says, to the extent you're protesting the L.A. action, that would be untimely. But it doesn't really address the question of whether there's a different protest that might still be alive or whether the L.A. office had the authority.
Well, I believe at page 9 on JA9, the trial court goes into how L.A. Long Beach had authority to make the decisions on drawback and did make the decisions on drawback in a specific instance. And they go through the Federal Register notice. They also that Federal Register notice ended up in a change, an amendment to 19 U.S.C. 101.3, which took the designation of a drawback service center from Miami out. It was no longer a drawback service center.
But not at the time the Federal Register was not at the time that the information was transferred. That occurred later, correct?
That the information was transferred pursuant to the Federal Register notice in on or about November of 2004. The 2004 and that Federal Register notice told of how 19 U.S.C. 101.3 was being amended. The 2004 version of the CFR shows that amendment occurring. So the only place where this could have been, the only place that had authority was L.A. Long Beach for these drawback service centers. To the extent that there is this April 29th, 2005 submission or fax of a protest to Miami Long Beach, and that was the second one. The first one was to L.A. Long Beach on April 18th, 2005. The second one, April 29th, 2005, faxed to Miami, was returned. They were no longer a drawback service center. It was returned by a resolution request in June 2005. Isaac did nothing about that. There is no protest of that decision by Customs to return it either. So what is final and conclusive pursuant to 1514 is the denial of the protests on November 2005. And for those reasons, that is why the trial court's decision should be affirmed below. If you have any further questions.
Okay. Thank you very much. Mr. Herrick?
As was cited in the briefs, I believe the case of a CMAX was instructed in that the language in that case says that Customs chose to effect their liquidation by posting the bulletin notices. More than passive or ministerial, Customs actions constitute a decision within the context of Section 1514A. So the decision is not the drawback decision. The decision is the posting of the liquidation via the bulletin notices, and that's what's protested. And that's what constitutes the valid protest, which is still pending at this time.
Why didn't you file anything even as a protective matter as it relates to L.A.?
Well, that was sort of like my opening thing on the reply about being in the horns of a dilemma, because we're trying to figure out which way to go. I mean, we chose eventually to go with the Long Beach because they were telling us it was being liquidated. Subsequently, we found out it wasn't true because they were liquidated in Miami. So that would have meant we'd be filing separately against Miami and against Long Beach.
Did you think you'd get a different answer in Miami?
I have no idea what the government would do, Your Honor. Any further questions?
No, thank you very much.
Thank you, judges.
Thank both counsel. The case is submitted. Next argument appeal number.